Today, Farm Bureau Agathon's looking for relief through the courts. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Well, there are those who actually use the courtroom as their way of operating their business in pursuit of their agenda. Those who depend on using the land are really forced many times to try to defend themselves from the overbearing oppression of federal agencies. In covering the Bureau of Land Management's self-created public lands rule, we've previously noted that there are a couple of lawsuits that have been brought forward to challenge the agency's quest to insert their bureaucratic authority into what Congress established as multiple use of BLM-managed lands. Last week, the state of Utah went beyond the two lawsuits to seek a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the management of unappropriated land under BLM control. This doesn't cover the federal lands that are designated for wilderness, monuments, or any of the enumerated powers that are in place. They specifically note the target covers 18.5 million acres of the 37.4 million acres under federal control in the state of Utah. They note that the U.S. government currently owns about 69% of Utah's land. That compares to the 87% we have in the same situation here in Nevada. There's no certainty over whether this case by Utah will gain an outcome of some ability for self-determination within a state. Other efforts have tried and fell short. But we'll see this time. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.